What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's been having a good time in life. We in crazy times right now, of course. So, yeah, it's always something. It's always something. Either some dumb bill getting passed that doesn't need to get passed because people don't understand. I'm not going to get into that. But, yeah, you know. If you know, you know. It's that. People still can't drive. Every day I drive, I fear for my life, just being honest, because, yeah, they just can't drive. I don't know what else to really even say. It's kind of ridiculous at this point. Other than that, life's been good. I hope everyone had a good holiday as well for the 4th of July. Hope it's a good break. If your job will have you out for the 4th, I hope you enjoyed the 3-day weekend. If not, I at least hope you're able to get some barbecue or something like that. Because y'all know people don't barbecue like they used to no more. Like, the whole, like, you know, functions and all that, they kind of died down. Like, nobody cooks. Nobody want to cook anymore. You don't see as much as you used to, like, back in the day. Like, now it's, like, it's more rare. I guess it's the problem because we're the ones that's kind of supposed to be doing the cooking now, and then a lot of us don't really cook for real, for real. Like, people want to pretend like they cook like a ton, but they don't. Be lying. The amount of people that I know that live on their own and they don't cook, and it's for valid reasons. They say they don't cook because it's like, well, it's just me, so I don't want to cook because I cook too much and this and that. And I'm like, okay, that's a valid reason. I respect that. And then people be so busy, just don't feel like going to the kitchen to make a meal and all that kind of stuff. So, and you ain't even got to even go drive to get food nowadays. Nowadays, you just DoorDash or Uber Eats or another one. I think, isn't waiter like gone? Like, waiter's not a thing anymore. I don't believe. I think it's just DoorDash now. I think waiter got like, because they was going to change the name or something like that. I forgot. Is waiter still a thing? Is that like gone now? Like, I feel like, yeah, it's gone. Yeah. Waiter's gone. I'm going to say, I thought so. Yeah, waiter like got taken away. And they, hey, it changed it to ASAP and all that. And then it just got, yeah. It was gone. It went defunct in 2024, April. Okay, I thought so. I'm about to say, yeah, waiter's not thinking about it. It's like, it's just DoorDash and Uber Eats, what I see now. Like, yeah, because waiter guy, yeah. I don't even use them, so I'm not knowledgeable on them for real. I don't even use any of them. Like, I don't use DoorDash. I don't use any of them. And it's not just because I, like, it's a weird thing. It's just like, the fees for them are insane. Like, I'd rather get up and go drive. If I'm getting something to eat, I'd rather go get up and drive because I can't. Like, the prices are insane. Prices are insane for that. Well, some places they are. Excuse me. Sorry. It's this hot and cold because summertime in the South, humidity is insane. It's like 1,000 degrees every day, but of course the AC is on because you got to keep cool. And yeah, then you go from hot to cold, cold to hot, and it just starts doing a number on you. It does a number on you. So if you hear a little sniffling on this episode, I apologize. What else am I about to say? I only really DoorDash and do all that kind of stuff. I know this is completely off topic. This is not related to anything I'm about to talk about at all. I just randomly just talking. We're just rambling. And yeah, I don't use like DoorDash and all that. Like when I'm in another state, like when I've traveled somewhere, like I was in Houston a few months ago for the Kendrick Lamar concert. I could have went and drove and got food. Did I? No, I just DoorDashed shit to the hotel. Simple. When I went to Michigan for two of my friends' wedding, that was almost 2 years ago at this point. I didn't like use a rental, nothing like that. I just Ubered. I Ubered where I needed to go, use public transport. And I DoorDashed food and everything like that. So I just went from there and then It was cool. Like, it was no problem. Like, it was cool, convenient. Didn't have to worry about trying to, like, hunt for food and nothing like that. Just find some world on the app. I like, this looks good. Let's go there. So, yeah. And then, ironically, when I went there, too, they had, like, a little shopping center, too. They had, like, a little, they had a bunch of restaurants and everything like that. So, I went to a couple, like, spots. Like, I went to one for breakfast that was really good. They had a very nice scramble bowl. It was delicious. It was very nice. It was very, very well put together. They had, like, this dessert place I went to that was very interesting how they did things. It was like mini muffins, but it was, like, baked into, like, a square. And the square was topped with, like, different, like, cereals and all that. I forgot what the name of the stuff was called. It was topped with, like, different cereals and flavorings and all that kind of stuff. It was very good. I got, like, a Fruity Pebbles one. Very good. But yeah, it was nice. It was nice though. I need to go back to Michigan again though, because I actually did enjoy my time out there. It's not much to do out there for real, but it was cool. It was nice. Like, the stuff they got to do, it was fun. It was fun. And I'm trying to go to Cali in like a month or so. I need to go. I've made a promise, and I need to fulfill the promise. Sorry about that. I know y'all heard that squeaking. That's this monotone. But yeah, I made a promise. I need to see it through. Okay, so enough about just sports rambling and all that. All right, so today's topic. This one is also something that's been, I kind of been in like the, I guess I've been kind of being led to talk about things that's currently occurring in my life and not just like random topics, like just stuff I see. Like, of course, I could have talked about the little Halle and DDG foolishness nonsense. Diddy got acquitted and everything, you know, that foolishness of that trial, of everything, that's just insane. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Trump just passed they just finally passed the big, beautiful bill, and Trump signed it on the 4th of July. They set that up on purpose. I thought about it more after the fact and say, y'all some bastards. Y'all set that up on purpose. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But I feel like God's been leading me to speak on things that's occurring in my life. So I'm going to keep going where he's leading me to. And he's keep placing these things at my doorstep. So I'm not going to leave the package outside and refuse it. I'm going to accept it, and I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to unpack it and speak on it. So it's been crazy. And it's wild to say, because I hate to say it, because it's making it sound like it's like, oh, it's good to say because you're older, you're getting older. And it's like, no, it's really more like lately, since I've turned 30, and others around me, my friends, because most of my friends are around my age, and they also have entered like the 30s, like that decade, the new decade of life that we're entering, which is of course 30, or the 30s. It's been a lot of conversation and like just venting in regards to feeling just like alone, like just being lonely, being alone, and like looking at like your life like, well, what am I doing, like where am I at, like I don't really have much of a life. I'm just like, I was talking to my best friend you know, they say basically like it's kind of like she just feel like she just kind of just don't have a life, like she just work and that's pretty much it, like she don't really have any, like, yes, my best friend is a female and she doesn't have like any homegirls she can hang out with for real, like stuff like that, like that kind of stuff. And as she was talking about it, and I'm listening, I'm like, man, that's like, this is crazy. I said, because this is like, and I didn't say it, but I was like, this is like the fourth person I've been that has told me or spoke to me about or vented to me about just that feeling of like, just I'm kind of just alone. I'm just existing. I'm just here. I'm just doing whatever. Like, I don't really know. Kind of just doing day to day. Then I go to sleep, wake up, do it again. You know, I don't really have anybody I could really, like, spend time with. I don't want to have to depend on someone else and make someone else my world and all that, but I still want to maintain my independence. You know, stuff like that. And he's mentioned that. Another one of my homegirls mentioned that. I had a partner that talked to me about it, but it wasn't to like the same degree as my female friends have discussed it about. But he spoke on it a little bit, like mentioned it, saying like, you know, I just kind of feel like I'm just kind of like stuck. And I was like, hey, bro, I said, I mean, look, everyone gets to that point where you feel stuck. I'm here. I mean, I'm there right now. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm there right now. I feel like I'm in a spot where it's kind of like I'm just existing. I'm not really. It's weird because like I'm in the spot where I feel like I'm kind of just existing and just kind of things just happening because I don't really like my job. I don't really care for my job. I'm just going to be completely transparent. I don't really care for it. I'm grateful for it because it's a job and, you know, it pays the bills. I make good money. I've had good opportunity there. Thankful for it. But I have a thing where I start feeling stagnant. When I start feeling stagnant and like complacent with things, that's when I get uncomfortable. And when I get uncomfortable, I'll still function in that environment, but I feel like it's time for me to move on to my next stage or where I'm supposed to be. Cause I don't feel like that's my last stop. Like, I know a lot of people in my workplace have been there like 20 years. Like, I think that one person's been there like, excuse me, I forgot how long, but the lady been there for like 60 years, y'all, like 50, 60 years. It's insane. Like, it might have been longer than that. Like, she's been there for, like, a long time. Like, they got people that's been there for, like, 40. Like, a lot of people been there for 40 years, 50 years, 30, 20s. Like, a lot of them are in that range of, like, how long they've been there. Like, we got a lot of, like, 15 years, 17 years. I'm just naming random years I could think of. Like, it's a lot. And I feel like I don't want to be that. And it's no knock against anybody that stays in one job for that. I ain't gonna lie. Staying in one job for 50 years is quite insane. That's insane. I didn't think that was even like a real thing that could occur, but I've witnessed it in my lifetime. So, hey, I've heard of 20 and 25 years, even like a 30, but the 50 years just caught me by surprise. Like, I don't think I've ever met anyone personally. I know it happens, of course, but I've never met anyone personally until I worked there that's been in a job for 50 plus years. That's in one spot. Like, yo, that's the only job they've ever had their entire life. That's, yeah, bananas, crazy. But, and that's not saying, it's not a knock to know for staying with it. It's just, I feel as though that's not my last stop and that's not what I want to do. I don't want to stay in one place for that long. Like, I want to go somewhere, enjoy my time there for the short time, leave it, and then be able to enjoy my life. That's my ideal scenario for things. Like, enjoy my life. Ideally, have a wife. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. People be saying about kids and all that. Kids is very, very 50-50. Like I say all the time, like, I have to find, like, someone that has just this, like, check, like, all the boxes. And they just, like it's like, wow, like, you the one. Like, you are the one. They gotta be like something like that for me to change my opinion. Because as of right now, ain't no kids happening. It's just me right now. I'm thinking because I just don't see it. I don't. And I'm not. It's not that I'm like against having kids because I'm not. Like, I've always wanted to have like a family and kids because I grew up in a family. Like, I got two sisters, my mom and dad. I was close with my like, it was a close family. Like, my cousins, like, we all grew up together. Like, my cousins, like, we all grew up together. Of course, we don't see each other as much now, mainly because of just age and just life and life. It just is what it is. As you get older, you just learn, like, hey, I'm not going to see people as much as I used to. Like, it just is what it is. Or I'm not going to hear from them as much. And it even is intentional. It's really just, like, it's just life. Like, you just get to that point where you just be busy. And I want that. I've grown up wanting that, to recreate that, like, recreate, like, the family episode. Because I'm very big on family. Family is a very important value and moral that I hold. Like, I really do value my family. Like, all of them. Like, sisters, my mom, my dad, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, grandmothers and grandfathers, even though they're all deceased. Nope, them. Aunts, uncles, I think I said them already. But if I didn't, they too, like, everyone, cousins, everybody. Like, I enjoy my family. Like, I do. Like, I enjoy seeing them doing well. I enjoy seeing them prosper. I stood up for them, you know, getting good fortune. Like, you know, I pray for their good health. All these things. And I want to At some point, I do want to have like my own family kind of thing. And that's why I get to the point, the piece of the loneliness thing, because it's like, I understand where my friends come from. They tell me that because I experience those same thoughts and feelings. But, I just look at it as like, I'm lonely in that regard. As far as, I feel lonely as far as like, romantic relationships, because I don't really have like a partner. Like all my friends, crazy to say, but all my friends, my male friends anyway, like my guy friends, like my close guy friends, all of them are either married, they have a girlfriend, or they've been together so long with their girlfriend, they're basically married. That's the pool. That's my guy friends. Like all of them are, or it stays like my best friend, like Jaquel, my best friend, Jock. To be on the podcast, he will join at some point as a co-host. I need to ask him again about the X, because we haven't talked in a while about that. I know he'd be super busy like me, but I need to talk to him about that. Because I do still want, yeah, I need to talk to him about that. I'm sorry. I'm as I'm talking, I'm thinking of things I need to do, so I'm writing them down. But like, for instance, he got married. He's married. Had a beautiful ceremony last year. It's coming up on the anniversary, actually. The anniversary is coming up real soon. It's real soon. They're just fantastic. Like, great. B got married about 3 years ago now. About 3-4 years ago. B got married. B's been married for a while now. The original co-host that we just be talking, he's been married for a while. I have a buddy. I call him Kenneth. He knows his nickname. I call him Kenneth. You know, he has a lovely girl. He's basically married. I have a buddy, Trevor. He's married. Met him at work. Casino T, one of my best friends. He was with the sports episodes we did for We Just Be Talking for that time period. I'm going to work on getting that back. He's in a relationship. He's happy. Happy for him and his partner. I was about to say spouse, but they're not there yet. But him and his partner, I'm happy for them. I'm running off the list. I have my friend Oliver. Oh, he got married last year. Or was it this year? I forget. But I couldn't even attend the wedding. It was last year. He got married. Couldn't attend the wedding because work was bullshit. But that happened. So he got married. Him and his girl are doing well. I could just list them all, like all my guy friends. Like, I have a good buddy that lives in Mississippi. His name's Tim. He's basically married. Just say that. He's never gonna say the title of marriage, but he's basically married. Like, they're great. They're doing well. He has big things going. Like, all my friends are doing good. My friends are doing good. They're all happy in their own, you know, family they've created, the family they crafted, or the relationship that they're developing or, you know, working on. Like, they're all happy. And I'm kind of like that single friend now. Like, I've become the single friend that, you know, don't really have the girlfriend, wife, none of that. Don't have any kids. Like, I'm kind of like that friend now. Like, I've become like I'm just there kind of friend. And that's not saying, like, I don't love my friends and, like, we're not good and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, I'm just not that. I don't have that right now. And it's not, like, a depressive thing for me. It used to be, like, back then I would think of it as more of a depression thing. But it's not really a depression thing for me. It's more like, it's just not the time. You know, I haven't found that match yet. And, like, I'm still looking, but, you know, it's just kind of is what it is. And, like, even when I have thought I have found a match, and the ones I have found, then, you know, it just don't work out. Don't work out. Normally, it doesn't work out. Something crazy, catastrophic happens, then stop communicating. Then we'll start back communicating casually or cordially, I should say. Start communicating. And then they vanish. And then they come back with something crazy to happen. Like, either pregnant or not by me, but they're pregnant. They got married like 2 months later, or they had a whole new relationship, or they got somebody. Like, you know, it's just stuff like that be happening. Like, it's been some wild things happen with my dating life. It has been. And Yeah, it's just or they get on drugs. That's happened as well. Or yeah, it's just a lot of things like randomly happen. And I used to get kind of down about that, saying like, hey, like, you know, maybe it's a, 'cause it gets to a point like when you start feeling that isolation, that loneliness, it gets to a point where it's like, 'cause as a human being, most of the time us, we're not going to be like, oh, we're the problem. We're not going to really, like, we'll joke say, I'm the problem, it's me. Like, we'll joke and say that, but genuinely, we're not saying, like, I'm the problem. But it gets to a point to where it's like, when constant, it's the same pattern, repeat. Look at it as like a math problem. Look at the fraction and the ratio. You look at the ratio, and the common denominator becomes you. You become the common denominator in every situation because you are the constant. You are the one that you have been a part of each of these situations. So you have become the constant. You are the common denominator in the equation. Like you are. Like that's just in the ratio. Whatever, however you want to spin it. That's what it becomes. It makes you feel. And when you start feeling that or getting that thought, he's like, man, I'm a suck, or I'm just meant to just not be with them, or be alone, or just not be like with people. Like I'm supposed to just be lonely. And I wholeheartedly believe in my heart of hearts, this is just me talking. This is no science backing it, no nothing. It's just me talking. I feel as though no one on earth deserves to be like alone. I don't think that. I don't think when it comes to like just life in general, we say all the time, like, man, I deserve everything. I deserve it all these kind of things. But at the end of the day, the world doesn't owe us anything. It doesn't. It doesn't owe us anything. It's just how we view it, our perspectives, and how we build the world or how we perceive it. That's just how we look at things and how we process things. And I truly don't believe anyone deserves to be lonely because being lonely is a very sad life. I feel like it's a sad life just to be sitting around just lonely, like not have anyone ever, like you don't have any family, you don't have any friends, like you just exist. Like that's it. Like I feel like that's a very depressing and lonely life to live and just sad. Like I feel like that's not nobody deserves that. Nobody deserves that. And a lot of people now, like, 'cause they say like we're in like a male loneliness epidemic or whatever they want to call it. I just say the loneliness epidemic because it's like it's both sides of the fence. It's male and female, especially like in our range, like around the 30s and like that. I think I was reading an article a couple of days ago saying how like women in their 30s are like giving up on finding like a partner because like something like along the lines of like the standards are like extreme or whatever. Like they're very nitpicky. Like any one thing is like the ick movement that they kind of developed and everything like that. Well, not they as in women, but social media has developed like the trend, like the icks and all that kind of stuff. Like it's kind of prevented them from, you know, getting human interaction and companionship and authentic relationship and all that kind of stuff. And also people been relying more on like the AIs, like the Chat GPTs and the Geminis and Sora is one of the bills they got for it. All these kind of things like that, like people kind of been leaning towards that and they begin like their therapy and like life advice and just even talking to them, just like talking like it's a friend kind of thing. Like it's crazy. It's crazy how this has changed in a matter of a year with this AI technology. Like it's getting to the point now to where my biggest fear is going to be that at some point we're all going to just be bots, like real life bots. Like, and I'm not talking about like the world is like jobs are going to be taken by bots. I'm talking about that's going to happen too. That's happening now. It's going to continue to happen. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying like we're all going to be just so robotic because we're going to seek like artificial intelligence and like machine learning based devices and all that kind of stuff, like scripts and all that. We're going to rely so much on that for just our day-to-day think and process and everything like that. Like we're going to start losing skills. Like there's even like AI chats that like read for you. Like you don't have to even read a book. You could literally find a book online. You can put it's like a program you can get on like a browser, like an extension. It'll read everything for you on that page. And you don't even have to even worry about it. It's like the next level of Audible. Like you don't have to even buy the book. You could just find a book online, get the transcript, put it in a browser, and it'll read everything to you. I think there's a program too that does it too. It's a lot of stuff for AI they got going on right now. Like a lot of things. Like you can use it for literally anything now. Like it's so accessible and convenient now. Like it's crazy. I don't like it that much. And I'm getting back to the topic in a second. I don't like it that much. I kind of I try to stay away from it. I only use it for things like schooling. Like I use it to brainstorm ideas for school because it's a process, like it does. Like that helps, like give me like a jump start. Like it's not like I got a copy bar for bar what's going on, but that one little line or one little suggestion will give me like a spark. Like when I'm having like writer's block, it'll give me a nice little spark. I probably should use it for the podcast. Let me think about that. That might help. Try to get my ideas organized a little quicker, get them more efficient. And I know what I've been wanting to talk about, but it's just like writing it out be like the hard part because I'll be having to work and all that. But if I do ChatGPT. Thinking about it now. But, yeah, so it's just like a lot of things. Write that down. I got to think about that because that might be a thing to do. Get a little spark for that. But, yeah, I use it for, like, brainstorming and, like, spark notes and all that kind of stuff and everything. Most I've ever used ChatGPT for my personal gain is literally to make a workout plan. That's all I asked it to do because I didn't feel like – I don't know. I was being lazy that day. I was like, give me a workout plan for this week. I'm going to try it out. And it gave me one. Was it trash? Kinda. I didn't really like it. It was kind of like the same old that I already do. So I was like, okay. But, you know. But I tell everybody, like, ChatGPT is not meant to be your therapist. It's not meant to guide you in life. Like, it's really not. It's not. It's just not. It's going to give you a lot of labels. It's going to give you a lot of stuff. You're going to think you're just these things. Like, a lot of problem we have now, too, is that we label ourselves with these things, and people want to say in one breath there's power in the tongue, but you don't realize you labeling yourself these things is not productive or beneficial to you. You're giving yourself an identity or a title based on things that you just assume or was wrong with you because you got to feel like it's a diagnosis. When sometimes it's really just, you just need to just heal, whatever. Because, like, I had a friend, she used to ChatGPT all the time. She's told me in the past. And I'm not saying she got this from ChatGPT. She probably just Googled it because she's a Googler. She, like, she does it all the time. She also was saying how, like, she felt like lonely and she felt like she was gonna be alone and she felt like death would be a better option and all these kind of things. And I was like, that's not how we're talking. That's not how we're thinking. And I was like, if you still talking like this, I'm going to be forced to call the people. So you might need to talk about this and see what's going on. Let me think. And she was saying how, because one week it went from accent, because it was a question she asked. She was like, is it something like a hero complex kind of thing or whatever? Like, you feel like you gotta, like, save people and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's a thing. It went from that. And because she was like, the hero complex. I said, yeah, I said, it's called a savior complex. Like, it's an actual thing. Like it's a label that you can have. It's a diagnosis. It's something in psychology. It's a studied. I don't know. I guess I could say diagnosis. I'm not sure what's the proper term for it. I can't think of it. But it's usually a result from like trauma, or whatever. Like you feel like you gotta kind of like help everybody. Like you gotta help the world. Like that's it. Like you feel like. You're helping the world is more important than like helping yourself in a way. Like you outsource your assistance and help to other things. Like you'll be quick to volunteer for like charity work or volunteer to assist someone if they need something, like they ask for like money or whatever. Like you feel like I gotta save them. Like they said, oh, my lights got cut off, I'm gonna save you, I'm gonna give you all my money till you pay, like stuff like that. Or if you like give over, you like you over donate, which is a crazy thing to say, I know, you like you over donate to like a charity, like you have a charity and you try to give them like $10,000, just a random number thrown out there. You just give them $10,000 and you only have really five, so you find a way to give them the 10. Like you make the other five up, but like in some loans or some other stuff you got going on. It's like stuff like that. Like you make like an impulsive decision to do things to help out the world for the greater good because you feel like that's what you need to do and what you should do, and it gets to the point where it's excessive. So like that's a thing. Like savior complex is a thing. It's a thing. I've been told in therapy, like I'm transparent with y'all about it. I've been told in therapy before, like I have a bit of savior complex somewhere in this mess of my mind that I like to call it sometimes, like this mess of my mind. I've been told that. And also, you have a hard time saying no, too. You make a lot of impulse decisions, you have a hard time saying no. I have a lot of, like, that kind of stuff. I've been going better with it, though. Like, I have a better time of saying no and just saying, like, I can't do that. Like, I'm better with it now. I'm getting better with it now. I'm going to say that. And I was like, yeah, I said, I like, that's the thing. Like, savior complex is the name, but hero complex is also a term you can use, but they say savior. And it went from that. And then it went to, about a week later, it went to saying about they had the black sheep syndrome. That was another one. It said black sheep syndrome. And I'm listening and everything like that. I'm listening and I don't say much. I don't say much because it's not that I don't care. Cause I do. I really do care. It's more so that I just don't know what to say because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not none of that. So I can't really say, like, I think you might be a little wrong on that. With this individual in particular, because I'm going to have to get asked, like, opinions on it's going to be asked, so what am I then? It's going to be kind of that kind of combativeness and everything like that. And it gets to a point where, like, when someone gets so combative all the time with things, it's like you just say, like, what's the point of me continuing this? What's the point of engaging this? Because I'm just saying an opinion or a thought, and then it's going to come with combativeness or, like, you know, that's not right, or you just, all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't, at some point, you just don't feel like engaging with it or dealing with it anymore. So you kind of just be like, you know what, I'm going to let you keep your thoughts and, you know, just listen. I'm not going to give any input, I'm not going to give any time, I'm just going to listen. Like, and that's why I've gotten with a lot of things in my life. Like, a lot of times, I feel more like I'm just listening. Like, I'm not really trying to. So that's part of, like, the savior thing. Like, I feel like sometimes when, and that's part of something I had to learn too. Like, sometimes people talk and everything like that. I feel like I had to give something back after they spoke to me about it. Like, I had to say something back or give a response. And I've realized and learned throughout life that, especially as late, that sometimes no response is not a sign of disrespect. It's just a sign of be like, I'm here, I'm with you. I'm listening. I hate that you're telling me this like this because it sucks. Like, I feel bad. Like, I'm sad about it. I hate it. But I'm just going to sit here with you. Just sitting here. I'm going to sit here with you. I'm going to sit in it. Going to just talk about it. I'm not going to give me input, no take. You can just talk. If you ask for it, then yes. But other than that, no. Just going to sit there. We're just going to talk. You just talk. Well, now we're going to talk. You're going to talk. And I'll just sit there and listen. And she was saying about the black sheep syndrome, but then that went to having a wild incident occur after that, like about a couple days later that occurred, the incident. And then that led to them saying, like, they had a manic episode and whatnot. And, like, I don't like what I'm hearing because it's like, I don't feel like anyone should feel this, like, this much confliction, like, when in their being. Like, I just don't like it. And it's not even always thinking, like, oh, you need to go to a therapist. It's not like, people love saying that. That's not always the case sometimes. Sometimes it's just, people don't feel heard. They don't feel listened. They don't feel like people listen. And they do. Well, I'm not going to say they don't. But they do need, like, they probably do need to go to a therapist. But the cost of it, the time, you know, it's always something that comes up. People say, because a lot of people that I know that I've told them about, like, just like what I've, because a lot of stuff people tell me, like, for instance, the loneliness thing that we started off with, the loneliness thing. That was something that I've talked about in therapy. Like, I talked about that. And I explained, like, it was tough because I had to do, like, a whole letter to my younger self thing. You know, that thing and all that. Like, it's a common tactic in, like, therapy and everything like that. Like, to write the letter to your inner child or to your younger self. And, you know, let them know how things going, tell them things they probably need to hear, this and that, all that kind of stuff. So I had to do that. It was tough. It was a very hard letter to write. It took me 3 days to write it. I don't know if it took me 3 days to write it. And it was very tough. And I've always felt like alone, like throughout my entire life. I always felt alone. Like I felt like I didn't really belong with anything or anyone. And part of that is because of just my childhood, as far as like in academia, like that kind of stuff, like just always being like pushed ahead of my peers, like always like trying to get fast track, which got to a point where I got to like middle school and I got to a point of saying like that I was still trying to get pushed and this and that, and I didn't want to do it anymore. Like when I got to seventh grade and they moved me to algebra, and it wasn't hard. Algebra was not difficult. It was not at all. But I just didn't want to do it. I was tired of like being pushed ahead of like my friends and everything like that. Like, and it was crazy. That was just middle school. So that was just one class. I had to take like that. It was just one class. You know, I know how middle school, we had an A day and a B day back in the day. And it was just one class I had to take. But it's just like, I didn't want to do it because it's like, I was just sick of not being with my friends. Like I had made friends because I had no one from elementary school. The middle school I went to, I had nobody from elementary school. It was just me. So I had to make new friends. So I made new friends in sixth grade, and then seventh grade came, and that one class was like, I don't get to see my friends for that hour or this and that, or any of my friends at all that I've made like in that hour. And I didn't like it. And at that point, it's like, well, I'm not going to shine as much. Like I'm so serious when I say this. I was like, I'm not going to shine as much because like all it's getting me is just isolated from people that I actually want to talk to or hang out with or whatever. So got to the point to where I just kind of like started, as I used to say all the time, dumbing myself down on purpose so I wouldn't keep getting pushed ahead so far. That was like what it came down to. And it carried over to high school. High school the same way. And all my teachers would know it was like a facade. Like everyone knows that. Cause I don't know why. Kids, y'all not. I don't overdo much. I'm very reserved. I be chilling to myself a lot of times. Like I don't bother nobody. I'm out the way. And I would just have a simple conversation with people and they'll say like, man, you're really smart. And I'd be like, I don't know why this is a thing. Like that's something one thing I talk about in therapy too is like, I hate the you're super smart label. Like I hate that. And especially when I don't feel like I did anything to even like display intelligence. Like I did nothing to really, you know, like warrant that statement. You know, like I didn't give anything to receive that. But it's just like everybody just knows. They just see it. Even when I'm at my new job now, like it's like I get told randomly by a coworker. He was like, yeah, you have such a strong gift of being like just a leader. Like you just have a good ability. Like it's a power you have, like ability where you could just like uplift people and like, you know, rattle the truth kind of thing. Like you're just like, you know, you're just a good leader. Like I just feel like that presence, like you have a good spirit, like all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I didn't even do anything. And it's funny that he said that because I kid y'all not, back in 2016, I worked at Office Depot. And there was a man came in. And he wanted to get some business cards. It was programs, actually. It was programs because he was a minister. And he was like, what did he say? He said he was a prophet kind of thing. Like he was a prophet. And he gives testimonies and all that kind of stuff. So came in the store. And he said, yeah, y'all know I'm a minister. Like I'm a prophet. I give testimonies all the time. Like I just like the spirit speaks to me. Like I could tell this and that. So me and my homegirl, we was in there, we was talking. And we was like, okay, yeah, we'd heard this before. So we thought he like a scammer kind of thing, like type shit. We thought he was a scammer. We just listened to him, we talking, he doing or whatever. And then he's like, you know what? He's like, what's your name? And I told him, I was like, oh, it's Trent. So he shook my hand. He said, you've been a great help. He said, but I need to tell you something though. And I was like, all right, here we go. You're about to get the little fake sermon thing and all that. And he was like, your title right now ain't what you are. And I was like, what you mean by that? Because I'm at that point, in 2016, I'm what, 21? Like, right at 21 at that point. And when I was at Office Depot, what is he, 2016? Yeah, I was 21. I was 21 during that time. So he said all that, and I was like, all right, I'm listening, whatever. So I'm a kid still. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Let's keep going. So he was saying how, what did he say? He said something along the lines of, your title says this, but that's not really what or who you are. He was like, you are hiding your true self because you don't want people to know what you're fully capable of or what you actually can do. A random man told me this, which was crazy, because I had been doing that for a while. Like, the whole thing, like, I'm gonna dumb myself down so I can fit in with who I want to fit in with. Like, I'm gonna make myself fit into wherever I want to fit in. And that's why I say all the time, like, I was battling with, like, my authentic self, like, later on, because, like, I lost my way of who I am as a person. Was also contributed to loneliness, like, being alone for a little bit. So I met a new group of friends, a new village. And he said that, and I was like, okay. So we said, I was like, oh, he might not be lying. He might actually be knowing some. He might know some things and all that. And then that brought me back, too, to 2013 when I was in high school. And it was this girl I went to middle school with too. I went to middle school with her in high school, and college too. She went to Southern as well. And I'll never forget, I used to hang out with this group or whatever. And she came to me one time and said, "You know what, Trent?" And I was like, "What's up?" And she was like. She's like, you gonna give yourself enough credit. She's like, you could do way more than what you do. You could be way more than what you are right now. And you just kind of brush out. Like, you got like a very, like, I don't know, just like your demeanor, everything. Like, you just got like a strong energy about shit. Like, you could just do more. Like, you just put yourself in the background, but you should be more in the front. She's like, you're more in the back, but you should be more in the front, kind of thing. That's what she was saying. And I'm listening. I'm just like, all right, whatever. Like, whatever. Like, that's my homegirl. So I'm just like, whatever. Okay, whatever. She's like, I'm serious. She's like, I feel like you need to be more in the front. Like, you kind of put yourself to the back, but you need to be more in the front. I think you got, like, a lot more potential than you give yourself credit for and all that kind of stuff. And this is also doing, and again, this was doing my dumb myself down phase of life and all that, which continued until recently. Like, the dumb down phase of life continued until literally about 2022, y'all. I'm not going to lie. I just stopped doing that recently. Like my last couple semesters in college, when I shared the whole, I'm going to dumb myself down, this and that. I started being more vocal. I started expressing what I knew, the knowledge I had, collaborating with my peers and all that kind of stuff. And I made more friends. Like, I have a friend now. She lives in Texas. Unless I have a lot of female friends, I know. Don't start that. I already know. For everybody listening, yes, I have a lot of female friends. It is what it is. And also, they're better examples because my male friends don't really give that much. It's not much issues I could talk about. I could relate to them with the thing, because it's like they just be chilling a lot of times. Like, nothing too crazy going on. She lives in Texas now, and I met her my last like five, six semesters. We're very close friends. Like, we're great friends. Like, it's just crazy how we got close like that. And it's just like, when I started being more myself, I felt like the persona or person that I created or felt like I needed to be in order to be accepted and not be alone, I felt as though that person was dying. It's like another Trent. It's like multiple Trents. And like, that Trent was like battling with the other Trent because he was on life support, and he was battling with the authentic Trent. Was like, no, we don't talk to people, we don't communicate, we don't show that we know this, that, and the third, we don't do that kind of stuff, no, we don't do that, all that kind of stuff. Like, it was like a battle, and that's a struggle that I have, because not with that, but just like with myself, as far as my being my true authentic self, and in the back of my mind still thinking like, if I'm my true authentic self, will people still love me, or people still care about me, or people still support me if I'm my authentic self? Because it's not like I'm a messed up individual. Like, it's not like that. It's just, people say a lot of times I got a strong personality. So it's like, will that deter people away, or will that make people like not want to talk to me anymore, or not be like my friend, or that kind of stuff? And I have to let that thought go. I have to fight that thought, because like anyone that's supposed to be in your life and this and that, they should accept you for you. At the end of the day, you ain't got to agree with everything I do. You ain't got to have all the same kind of mindset or thought process behind stuff I do. Like, yeah, it's cool to have like-minded people, but to a degree. Like, I like to have like-minded people, but I like to limit that, because I feel as though, and it's also something I learned in grad school, about business. Like, when you have a group that's all on the same type of timing for real, like they all the same mindset, you create that group think scenario. It's what they call it, like where one person's opinion, like the alpha. That's why you get the alpha and the alpha of the friend group kind of nonsense they talk about. It's the same concept, but it's groupthink. It's the proper term. And like that one person's opinion sways the other people. They're like, well, you think like that? I'm thinking like that too. I'm thinking like that too. And it's like everybody gets the same opinion. There's no room for innovation or collaboration. It's kind of like just a, this is what I say and this is how it's going to go kind of thing. And with me having like so many different friends, and they're all different, and I love the fact that all my friends are so different from one another. Like, they're all their own person. I have a few friends that's like think similar to me. I do. But majority of my friends, will think of like me on similar on certain topics. Some topics we don't agree on, but that's good. I like that, because that's healthy to me as far as like just giving me a different perspective on things. Different way of view things. Like, I can fully understand what someone is saying, but I don't have to agree with it. Like, I understand what people, like I said, sometimes, like, no, I understand your point. I get what you're saying. I just don't agree with it, because that don't make sense to me. Like, to me, this makes more sense. But I understand your point of view, and your point of view has helped me get another perspective on things. So now I can understand more about why people might do certain things, or why people might respond some way or think a certain way. That helps me out, because I'm like, okay, that gives me more views, more perspectives, more angles on things. And it's not like a lot of stuff people do. I'm like, I don't judge people in general. Like, I really don't. I don't really judge people. I'll joke with like my partners on that kind of stuff, but I generally don't judge people. Like, everyone has their own stuff going on. You don't know what someone's been through, what someone's had going on, what someone has going on currently. So I don't really judge. I just, at the end of the day, I just look at it like, it's not me, it's them. It's something going on with them. And I say it's not me, it's them. It's not in a bad way. It's more like, if you know in your heart of hearts that you had no contribution, you did nothing to an individual to warrant a reaction or cause something, 9.999 times out of 10, it's not nothing you did. It's something that someone else did prior or is currently doing, and you're just getting like the trickle-out effects from it. Like, you're getting like a glimpse of what they really want to do to the person, but it's like they just aggravate it. It's like you're getting that. And that goes into the Four Agreements, which is a book that I live by, I preach about all the time. That don't take anything personal, because a lot of times people do stuff, you didn't do anything wrong. It's more so like a them thing. It's not really you. That's not the case all the time, because sometimes it might be you, but a lot of times it's them. It's really them. That's what it comes down to. And with the loneliness, it's like the battle between like being authentic Trent or being the new Trent that I was just kind of like creating to just like fit into different groups or fit in where I need to get in with. It's like, I don't need to do that. So I started being more myself. And just being more true to things that I believe in, my morals, my values. And that's something I'm working on now. Like, my morals and values are something that I feel like certain stuff just doesn't align with. And like I said, people don't have to be identical to you, but it's like certain things I feel like, some morals or some things I just can't be a part of because I just don't support it. And that's something I've been working on for the past couple of years. And it's tough because, like, you don't want people to think like you're being funny, but it's like, I just don't agree with what you're doing. So I don't want to be around it. And setting boundaries. I just don't want to be around it. Or I don't want to hear about it. Like, certain things, like, it's like, that's just establishing a boundary and just like, can you respect that, please? Like, I just don't want to hear about that. And I found that I was more lonely not being myself than I was when I had people surrounding me, because I was just kind of going with the flow. I was just kind of like fitting into where I could fit in with, or like just adjusting things just so people won't get mad at me or this and that. Like, I found myself to be not as alone when I started being more true to myself and things that I believe in, and, you know, morals and values that I keep. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to like the loneliness, it's like part of it's because of like social media. Social media has brainwashed people. TikTok has ruined people's attention spans. All these kind of things. And it comes down to you. It's tough, but you have to find an outlet or a room where you can meet people that you feel as though you can connect with or build a connection with. And it's also the venue you choose in order to seek said people. Because let's say you're looking for a very upkept person that's into politics and all that kind of stuff. 9 out of 10, you're not going to find that person in like Rags or Vibes 2.0. You're not going to find a kind of person there. But you go to like, let's say like a bookstore, you might find someone that's really into it. You might go to like a Starbucks, this and that. If you want someone that's into the gym, you can find someone at the gym that's into that. I see it all the time when I go. A lot of people at the gym are actually kind of cool. Mine's what you see on the internet. They be kind of cool. Like, they go in, get their job done, and that's it. And it's just about finding, because I feel like in order to cure this loneliness problem that the world has right now, I feel like a lot of people need to sit down in the mirror and heal from past trauma, past things, and also get in tune with who they are as a person. Like, what are your morals? What are your values? What are your negotiables? What are your non-negotiables? You know, what do you stand for? But good, what my therapist gave me was create a truth statement. Like, what's a statement that, you know, is true to you? It's like you can say, like, this is something I can say, it's like a mantra, like an affirmation I can say every day. What's that? Like, these are things that I've done, like, that I've been instructed to do through my work in therapy. And I can honestly say, like, it does help. It's helped. I'm feeling more like Trent. Like, I've said people a lot, like, I feel more like Trent. Like, I feel more like myself. And it was rough because of work. Work really is my only thing that makes me sad. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it's really work. Like, work is really like a main driver for my depression and anxiety. It's really work. I'm not gonna lie. It's legit working my career. Like, that's the problem. And I feel like once I get into a better spot, I'll be a way happier person. I'm not sad right now. I'm not like a miserable person, but I feel like the happiness level will reach another echelon that I haven't gotten to yet. That they'll get there, like, once I leave that job. And yeah, it's just a matter of like finding people that accept you for you. And you also have to do your job and your part and hold yourself accountable and not push people away for trying to be there for you. Like, let people be there for you. Let people support you. Let people pour into you. Like, if you sit there and pour into everyone but yourself, then you're going to be into glass. You don't have anything left. Like, you can't pour. Like, you need to pour into yourself too. And let others pour into you as well. Like, reciprocation is big. So that's something that you need to, that a lot of us need to work on, and just understand, like, everyone doesn't have malicious intent. And no matter, I know it's wild out there because people be doing some wild stuff. I hear the most crazy stories. But everyone doesn't have real intent. So it's just holding that hope and faith there, you know. There's still good people out in the world. There's still decent people. And at the end of the day, no one deserves to be alone. No one's destiny is to be alone. It's just a matter of finding your group or your village or your herd or your pack. Or as monkeys can survive it. Now, I know this. Us monkeys say a troop. I did not know that. I looked it up one day. Me and Casino T, we was like, what's a gang of monkeys called? Like, we was just randomly thinking about it one day. And it's a troop. It's a troop. That's the group of monkeys it's called. It's very crazy. Because actually, prime example, that one man versus, no, the 100 men versus a gorilla debate that happened, we had literally talked about that a month before it popped off on socials. And I was like, man, we could have just went viral with that and got like a quick little change off of that from engagement. But that's neither here nor there. So with that being said, no one deserves to be alone forever. None of y'all will be alone forever. I firmly believe that God is real and God does not want any of us, his children, to be alone forever. I think it's a matter of us just finding our group, finding our people. Like, they're out there. We just got to wait till they pop up on us, or we got to find them, one or the other. Even when it comes to like a soulmate. Soulmate doesn't always have to be romantic. It could be platonic. Like you'll find it. It could be platonic as well. And I feel like we need to just not lose hope, because a lot of people are shitty nowadays. Not lose hope, but just keep hoping and praying that we get introduced to good people, decent people that bring good energy, good intentions, good vibes. Pour into us as we pour into them, reciprocate, all these things. I feel like we just need to just sit down and just, you know, pray, speak into existence and claim it. And I promise it'll get better. No one deserves to be alone forever. And keep your head up. Just simple as that, keep your head up with it. I'm going to end this episode now. Oh, I've yapped for a whole hour. Y'all should be proud. It's a whole, like, lengthy episode y'all got. It's going up this week. Going up on Monday morning. It's currently 3 a.m. I'm recording this episode today, and it's going to be up today around, like, probably around about 8, maybe 7. I might try to get it up for, like, 6 o'clock, actually. I got to do some editing. So, yeah. With that being said, wish y'all all to do. I hope y'all take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll be back next week with another episode. We just be talking. Peace out.